Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. This is the midday show. Sorry, I just started laughing coming back from break because it's that return where you said shark meat isn't good because they pee through their skin.
Yeah, the sharks pee through their skin.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, and that was right after, I guess, Joe ate some shark meat.
Yeah, he was talking about eating some shark, man. Okay. Joe liked to do nasty stuff like that, man. Okay. Like swim in the ocean and stuff like that.
Nobody, you don't like to swim in the ocean?
No.
Well, come on, man.
No, man. What
are you worried about in the ocean?
Sharks.
Well, there are no sharks out there.
There are some sharks out there, man.
not in our ocean.
Well, we were by the bay, and Hugh was worried about sharks.
Oh,
sharks
really? In Sea Isle? Sea Isle Bay?
Sharks are in the bay.
We asked him how deep he thought the bay was. He's like, I don't know, like a mile.
About a mile deep. Deep enough for boats to be in there.
Well, definitely not a mile, but how deep is the bay? What, 30 feet?
I think you can get about that.
Yeah.
Not a mile.
No, not a mile.
Miles
we were out there, and Buddy caught a flounder, right?
Yeah.
But he only caught one.
Oh, really?
And he was like, hey, you know, he was like, you know, he's listening to the show, and he was like, man, how many fish you catch? He said one. I was like, what, you just, what, for one, for like, breakfast or whatever?
Yeah.
And he said maybe. But he only had one flounder though.
Yeah. That doesn't seem like a fruitful day. If you're going to go out and fish, you want to catch one flounder.
I guess he only fishes what he needs. And if he needs some more, he'll go get some more fish.
Yeah.
Kind of like going to the refrigerator, I guess. Yeah.
For added context, Hugh also told us he would never go to Lake Tahoe because there could be whales in there. A lake.
That was.
In his defense, you never know.
Wait a minute.
You do know. It's a lake.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I sent y'all a video of a shark that was in a lake. Somebody dropped the shark in the lake.
But like, I mean, we're talking about like a woman.
Naturally.
I'm just saying, they're probably there.
Okay. Okay.
You've never been.
Hey.
Never been.
I get it.
But you know, it's a possibility.
Yeah. You never know.
It's like, really not a possibility. Like a whale would not get into a lake.
I don't understand how people are comfortable with swimming in water that you can't see. It's called a fear. I forgot what it was, but it's a fear. It's a phobia of swimming in water where you can't see the bottom. I forgot the exact name of it, but it's a phobia.
I kind of understand
that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough just when like you get a little deep out there.
A couple weeks ago, somebody on one of the cruises, their daughter fell off the side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he jumped in to get his daughter. And, you know, as any parent would do, you know, you jump in and get your kid. But I was just thinking, if Harper fell in the ocean.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Like, if he fell in the ocean, I'm going to go get him.
but there's conditions.
But I'm going to go get him because it's on me. But there's going to be a hesitation. And when I get him out the water, I'm going to be very upset with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very upset with
him. He's going to
be like traumatized.
Not to do that again.
No, because you know what? Because I, like, to be honest, if he fell in the water, I'm going to go get my son now. But people are going to look at me for a second because this is gonna, I'm going to do a prank.
Peer pressure. They're going to look at
you. Know what I mean?
Hey, man.
Because I'm
going to
wait and see.
I'm going
to wait and see if somebody else is going to go. But if nobody else goes, then I got to go. You know, I got to go. I'm Pops. I got to go.
If somebody else goes, you still got
to
go.
Well, yeah, but I'm waiting to see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go, but I'm going to hesitate, and then I'm going to be hot.
Yeah. Is this thalassophobia, the fear of not?
I think that's what it is, yeah. Right. But I'm going to be mad at him, though.
I can kind of see that, though. It is a little eerie not being able to see the bottom.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, but you don't know
what's. I'm not as scared as you,
you
are.
Don't know, because it was one video of a lady, she was scuba diving or whatever, and she went to jump in the water, and when she got in, the shark came in and nicked her.
Oof.
Yeah, like it nicked her. So I'm like, no, I'm not fooling with the water. Not at all.
Yeah. That's kind of scary. But I don't think the sharks, like, they're not near the coast in Sea Isle.
No, I'm not trying to find out.
Well, that's fine.
Maybe you should rank these three fears that you have of the water. Whales in a lake, sharks in the bay, or wolf eels.
Okay.
You've been
sharks in the bay. Whales in the lake. Because I think whales in the lake number two. No, it is. It's like they're. I think they're more in the Arctic though. It's like in colder water.
Okay. Yeah.
There are no whales in lakes.
I'm just saying. If it was, I don't know that. I'm not getting.
I love you. Just envisioning.
Okay, I'm not trying to find.
I love Hugh just envisioning like a pod of orcas. Like
that's
like
what he was talking about.
In the lake, man, at Lake Tahoe. Free Willy just jumps out of the water and comes crashing down.
Y'all laughing, but I ain't trying to partake.
It's ridiculous.
We are laughing.
Yeah, y'all laughing. I don't care.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you think Rob Thompson should have done something and got run last night? Should he have got ejected? Phil Cuzzy made a mockery of that game in the eighth inning. Should Rob Thompson have gotten ejected for that? Also, talking about the Phillies and obviously up to the trade deadline, are you good with them trying to make minor additions, minor moves to improve this team? Or do you think they need a big splash? Do you think they need to do something significant to improve this team? I do, and I have an idea that I want to throw out there in a few minutes here. But first, let's go back to the phones. Go to Jimmy in Richboro. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, man. So when Kyle hit me up with the question whether a big splash or, you know, minor moves, I was kind of, like, confused. I think I want a minor move. I want a locker room guy.
Okay.
Hold on, you guys
got it? We got you, Jimmy. We're letting you cook.
The floor is yours. You're cooking.
So here's what I'm thinking. I mean, I think this team is solid. I think they need somebody in the locker room. Like, you know, I don't know what they're going to do. Call Howie. Howie figured it out. You know, he brought in, you know, Chris Long in 17. Became a locker room guy. I think they need a locker room guy. And these guys got to figure out what they got and just take it to the house.
But, Jimmy, like, you think that's the problem? Because last year, the Phillies kind of did that. Like, that was like the Whit Merrifield move. Like, he's a good locker room guy, good clubhouse guy, will play wherever you want him to play, do whatever you want him to do. But in the end, you know, he wasn't that talented. I don't know, man. I look at it, I think it's more of a talent issue than, like, you know, a clubhouse kind of issue.
So where are you going at with a big splash? Who are you going to pick up?
Why?
How are you getting them?
There are going to be bats out there. Like, there are going to be teams that over the next few weeks fall out of the race. Like, it hasn't necessarily happened yet, but I do think there are going to be guys out there. Now, you're going to need to overpay, no question about it. You're going to need to pay, you know, probably a tax on it to get these guys at the deadline, but I do think there are going to be bats out there for them.
And I think the other thing is, too, that's going on, I mean, Topper's got it. He's got to start coaching again. Like, I think he's given up actually being a coach.
Well, I hear you, Jimmy. I don't agree with that. I don't think
he's given up. I think for a lot of people, he's not as passionate as they need him to be in certain situations.
Right, and
I think he's got his finger on the pulse of this team, though.
Well, where I am, I think Topper's a really good manager, and I think, honestly, I think he's done a great job this year. I think this has been one of the best jobs he's done. I think this has been probably the best job he's done since 2022, when he obviously turned the season around. But I do think in moments like last night, you gotta have more of a pulse. Like, you gotta do something to inspire your team. And obviously, we had this situation about a month ago with Bryce and not retaliating. But that, like, I'm not telling you need to go nuts out about every call, but when it's as egregious as it was last night, I do think you need to do a little more.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. At first, I was kind of like, you know, because that's not his demeanor. But I tell you what, it was telling when Scott Fransky said something about it, though.
Yeah.
Scott doesn't, you know, he plays it down the middle a lot, so it was kind of telling when Scott said that.
Yeah.
But you're still asking someone to do something that's not really in their comfort zone. You know, it's just not. It's not. He's not that guy that's going to blow his stack like that a lot of times. He's more cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with that. But I think, like, I'll ask you, and maybe I have the wrong perception because we didn't see the same things publicly as you saw privately. But I don't know, like, publicly, it seemed like a guy like Andy was more mild-mannered.
Oh, no, behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, he was nuts.
Yeah, he would get going.
Yeah. But is there ever a moment that you thought, like, him publicly, whether it's in a press conference on the sidelines or something, when you'd want to see him get a little more fired up?
Not really, because we had a the guys I played with, we had a bunch of characters. So that was never was really never needed a lot. And in baseball, I guess it's more strategic when you want to have, you know, the blow-ups or whatever. Because it just seems to me like it's a little bit more of a laid-back locker room in baseball as opposed to football. It's a little bit more intense. So, you know, but I get it. I get last night in that moment that people want Topper to be a little bit more animated. I get that part.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where sometimes, and that's part of the reason why I think they need a splash too, aside from just the on-field element of it, it feels like they need a little bit of a jolt and maybe need to get a little more uncomfortable at times. And we're talking about big moves, and this is just one idea that I had. Now, I don't know how practical this would end up being here, but I look at a team like the Atlanta Braves, and you look at the Braves right now, they're in free fall. They're 11 games under 500. They're going to be sellers at the deadline. I would expect that to be the case. Now, if you look at guys who would fit well in the Phillies lineup, I look at a guy like Austin Riley. Would you consider offering the Braves a package? Say you could package Alec Bohm, Aiden Miller, Justin Crawford, and you went to the Braves and said, we'll give you those three for Austin Riley. That's something that like, that's the kind of move that I'd like to see the Phillies explore. I don't know if the Braves would do it. I don't know if the Braves are at that point where they trade a guy like Riley, but he fits perfectly in the Phillies lineup. That's something that I'd look at, and I'd say, yeah, Bohm, two of our top prospects. We'll see if we can get that done.
I like Austin Riley. I remember when Austin came up and they put him at third base, and you know he struggled. I think it was he struggled a little bit early on, but then he turned into a really solid player, man. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that all day.
He's exactly what the Phillies need. He's in a little bit. Still,
he's like what, 28?
He's 28.
Like that. Yeah,
he's like a year older than Bohm, I guess, and he's had, you know, not as great a year, but we know he hits for power in this ballpark. I think he'd hit a lot of homers. What would you think about something like that, Kyle? Alec Bohm, Aiden Miller, Justin Crawford, maybe another prospect. Would you offer that kind of deal to the Atlanta Braves for Austin Riley? Big contract as well.
Do you think it would be that much?
I think it would be that much.
Bohm, Miller, Crawford. That's a lot, but like,
I'd do it.
So without, you know, I don't know. The prospects thing is one thing. I think it's going to take Bohm and some prospects. Now, I don't know which prospects that would be, but like, if you're asking me if I'd be willing to package Alec Bohm in a trade that gets me Austin Riley, like, yeah, I'd do that in a heartbeat. I know he's under contract for a while.
So
he's
a ton of bread, huh?
Yeah, I mean, but he's 28. He's the same age as Alec Bohm, and he's not a free agent, I think, until 2034. But like, yeah, I mean, as well as Alec Bohm has been hitting at the plate, not power wise, but as well as he's been hitting, like, I still don't trust him as far as I can throw the guy when it comes to a playoff situation. And Riley's kind of having a down year, but that's something that you bank on as like a future piece that the Braves are willing to sell. I think that's pretty much as close to a no-brainer as you can get terms of like Alec Bohm and Austin Riley.
He's just exactly what you need. You know, a right-handed hitter who can hit for power. Now, if you trade for Austin Riley, that might mean like you're just totally saying goodbye to Kyle Schwarber. You might not be able to bring him back if you're taking back that kind of salary. But like, that's the kind of thing that I look at that's kind of an unconventional thought, an unconventional move that we might not be thinking of right now, but those are the kind of things that I think the Phillies should be thinking about. Is if you don't want to create another hole necessarily at third base, a guy like Bohm, but if you can significantly upgrade, and I think that would be a significant upgrade, that's the kind of thing I think.
Yeah, but I think at this point, the fan base wants a move to be made, and that's the biggest thing. I think right now, because of this team and being the same team that got ousted last year in the playoffs, that people just want to see you do something. You know, at this point, because we've asked people for the last couple of days, what do you want to do? You know, knowing what we know about the standings and everything, nobody has a definitive thing to do, but they just want you to do something. You know, so yeah, that's kind of where we are with this team.
Yeah, and I mean, doing something at the trade deadline is fun. It's always fun when you're that team who goes out and makes a splash, like the Phillies did in 09, 10, and 11 with Cliff Lee and Roy Oswalt and Hunter Pence. Didn't work out, but at least it was fun. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Steve in Bridgeton. What's up, Steve?
Hey, TK. Hey, Hugh. What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
TK, the Braves ain't going to do that kind of trade. That's crazy. It's not within the division.
Maybe not, but I thought it was, you know, it's an idea to throw out there, Steve. I don't know.
It's a crazy. Before I get my point, but the response.
They're
going to
be sellers.
Braves will be sellers. If AA thinks they're still going to buy, that's crazy. But If you did, they did make that kind of trade, you got no bullets left, they'll get a bullpen piece to fix.
Yeah, I mean, you still have some of those other prospects. You still have, like, you would be pretty much trading all your top prospects if you did a deal like that, aside from Painter. Like, Painter's the one guy who I don't think they're going to trade.
Here's what I would do. Now, if Middleton's listening, this is what I would do. Middleton needs to go above and beyond and go tell Dombrowski, bring the trophy home, do whatever it takes. Now, my moves, what I would do, first off, Crawford's got to be on this team right now. Get rid of Kepler, DFA him, or whatever. Eat the money, get rid of him, call up Crawford. Next, you either swing big for a bat or one big bullpen arm, or you go two quality arms in the bullpen and a big bat.
Yeah,
that's what I would do.
Well, I think you need a big bat and a big bullpen arm, Steve. That's where I'm at with it.
And here's my bats. Byron Buxton, Adolis Garcia, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. If one of these guys became available, Ketel Marte or Jose Ramirez for the bats. Bullpen, I really want Felix Bautista or Duran in Minnesota. And then you either go the lower guys like Bednar, Chapman, Dennis Santana, or Kyle Finnegan or Mason Miller if they became available.
Well,
this is the last dance of this core. Middleton's got to do something. Dombrowski's his butt is on line. This is the last dance of this core. I want to see a World Series ring this year. If not, a major makeover next year is going to happen.
Yeah, I hear you,
Steve. That's going to be the case if they don't get it done this year.
Yeah, anyway. And I appreciate it, Steve. And I mean, he mentioned a lot of names there. The one that he mentioned that I got to admit, this one's kind of the one that perked my ears up a little bit. I thought was kind of interesting. Ketel Marte.
That's the one that got me too.
Yeah, he just signed a big deal with Arizona, so he's in the first year of a contract. He's under contract for a while, and it's sizable, but not, you know, insane. $15 million or so for the next couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Then it gets up to 2022 at the end. He'd look a heck of a lot better at second base than Bryson Stott, I'll tell you that. So that's a name that I like.
Yeah,
I don't think the Diamondbacks are trading him, but.
Yeah, because you got to ask yourself how much you're willing to give up to get that player.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're going to have to give up a couple, like at least three or four players, and probably some guys on your roster, starting roster too. So yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to give up for him.
Yeah, definitely. But even a guy like that, like if you had to trade a guy like Bryson Stott, and I don't know if Bryson Stott has a ton of value at this point, probably doesn't. But I would consider moving a guy like that to get a more established player at the same position. Let's go to Mario in Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
Yo, what up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
What up, Hugh? Hey, yo, I'm rocking with you, Hugh, on them Phillies, man. Yo, it's a wrap. I didn't even know Bryce came back and got hit by the ball again. I missed that one, and they ain't do nothing.
Yeah. When he first came back, well, it wasn't nothing egregious, but he got hit.
It don't matter. And the question I always, maybe y'all can answer this. I've never seen this when a Joker get hit with the ball. Why they don't run up with the baseball bat and hit them with the bat?
You can't do that.
It's not a good idea.
It's not a good look, man.
It's not pleasant.
You go to jail for doing that.
It was just a question because it was like, man, they hit me with the ball, 99-mile pitch, and I can't run up and swing the bat.
Yeah, that's called assault.
It's assault? Okay.
With a deadly weapon, I think.
I thought they assaulted me with the ball, though. I got assaulted with the ball.
Yeah, you do that, I think your career's over and you're going to jail.
You're probably going to jail.
No doubt. All right.
Yeah, great idea.
Mario's about that life.
Hey, I ain't about it, but the thing with Topper, like he was saying, even if he go out there and snap, that ain't in his nature, because sometimes you can go out there and have pressure put on people, and that ain't true. So it still come off not real and genuine when you go up there. It's like people see that, like, man, he ain't really do that. That wasn't really him to go up there. That's not him. So I can't really fault him too much about that. They know what type of manager they had, so I'm with him on that. Like, that's not in his nature.
He ain't about that action.
They ain't about that. So you can't get mad at him. But here, another question I want to ask before I get off. Hey, what if it was nighttime and your son fell off in that water?
If it was nighttime, I got to go get him, man. The pause might be a little bit longer, but I'm going.
Because I'm the pause too. Like,
I'd be like, damn, Harper.
Yo, you see how far he jumped off that
boat? He went off the edge, man.
That drop was a long drop,
yeah,
too. I was like, dang.
I'd have been hot all the way down.
right, fellas, that's all I had to say, man. I love talking to y'all as usual, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Mario. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer as a pops, though.
Yeah,
you gotta go get your kids.
Yes, you gotta do that, Hugh.
But I'm gonna hesitate.
I appreciate your honesty.
I mean,
man.
I'm gonna hesitate. And you know, his mom might be upset. But I'll be like, I went. I got
yeah.
it.
I mean,
I'm gonna hesitate though.
Hey, you're being honest.
Man,
it's
not,
gotta be a scary thing.
Water,
but hopefully, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen.
Oh, it's not gonna happen because
yeah.
I won't let Harper do that. He's not going on. Man, listen, we get on a cruise. Hey, man, you stay your ass right next to me, like right here, like on my hip.
Are you a cruise guy?
I've been on a cruise before. It was cool.
Okay.
It was cool. You eat and drink all day. I didn't go eat with the captain, though. I ain't want to.
Is that a thing? You go eat with the captain on a cruise?
You get dressed up and go eat with the captain.
Oh, really?
You eat with the captain. It's like certain nights, it's like ballroom setting. And you put on some nice clothes and you go eat with the captain.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do that.
I've never been on a cruise. I have zero desire whatsoever to go on a cruise.
Nah, it's cool, man. It's probably the best sleep that I've ever had. It's one of those things where, yeah, it's bananas. Because especially when you leave land and you're just out there cruising in a boat, it's the waves are crashing, but the boat doesn't really move. It's pretty cool.
Okay. I don't know, man. Being on the water for that period of time, kind of, and I know there's probably a lot to do out there.
Yeah, I mean, you can go work out. They have a gym.
Casinos and stuff like
they
that.
They got malls on the boats and stuff. Some of the boats are big, man, real big.
Yeah. Well, maybe someday. But
yeah,
it was cool.
You could catch the boat down here in Maryland, like in Maryland.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They got cruises in Maryland.
I thought they all went out of Florida.
Not all of them. They go out of Maryland. Some go out of Maryland.
Okay. Well, there you go. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, a lot of Phillies talk in the first couple hours of the show here. So they are out west getting you caught up. If you didn't get to see all the game last night, you missed an awful, awful performance from Phil Cuzzy, the umpire behind home plate last night. Just terrible calls. Bryce Harper and a bat in the eighth inning. You go look at the pitch by pitch. None of these pitches are strikes. Bryce Harper called out on strikes in that at bat. Ryan Kirkering, on the other hand, he has a sequence in the bottom of the eighth where he throws three strike threes consecutively. All of them called balls. Rob Thompson doesn't get fired up, doesn't do anything about it. I'm a Topper guy. I think Topper was in the wrong last night. Think he should have done something. What do you think on that? And also, you can get in. We'll get to all your phone calls. Do the Phillies need a major move, like packaging Alec Boehm for a guy like Austin Riley? Is that something they should consider? Or maybe minor moves that try to get them over the hump to react to last night's game as well? Plus, we get back. I got to get to something here on the Sixers, which they made a signing yesterday that I do not understand whatsoever. We need to get to that, Hugh. So we'll talk about that in the next segment. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.